This is Sports Overnight America.
Good evening, good morning, whatever it is to you. I'm Andy Dorf doing the NFL Rewind here on Sports Overnight America. Thoughts and opinions, they're encouraged. They're always welcome. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check on my website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. But let me say something, man. Wild day in the NFL when you really think about all the action that happened. Lots of fighting going on in the NFL. Lots of missed field goals in the NFL. Lots of people being ejected today in the games. Just a pretty wild, wacky week when you think about some of the action that took place on the field in the NFL. So a lot to talk about, a lot to discuss when I think about the NFL Week 8 going into Week 9, the playoff picture. We'll get into that a little bit. We'll talk about some of the things that happened on the field, obviously. Many, many games, man. We'll go through those scores real quickly for you. Ravens, Titans. Titans win 23-20. Buccaneers got crushed by the Saints 30-10. Rams all over the Giants 51-17. Eagles 51-23 over the Broncos, all over them as well. Panthers 20-17 over the Falcons, who are struggling after being in the Super Bowl last year. Jaguars 23-7. Don't need Leonard Fournette when I think about that, man. He was not on the field for them, and they did not miss a beat. Blake Bortles gets it done for them. So impressive by the Jaguars when I think about it. We'll get into them a lot. Colts 20-14 over the Texans. They did not win. No Deshaun Watson, and that was the difference. But they did have a chance to tie it or even take the lead, obviously, at the end of the game. Cardinals 20-10 over the 49ers. Redskins get a tough win in Seattle, 17-14. Chiefs lose at the Cowboys, 28-17. Raiders win the Sunday nighter, and that was impressive. A fun game there, 27-24 over the Dolphins. I do have to take a quick pause for the cause. I'm going to get into all things happening in the NFL on the NFL Rewind. I'm your host, Andy Dorf. It is Sports Overnight America. I'll be right back, everybody.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing New Author Submission Kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book?
Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
In the middle of the field, Torrey Smith. And Torrey Smith is in for an Eagles touchdown.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Yeah.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Carson Wentz, man, I like that guy. When I really think about how he has progressed as a quarterback, the guy's playing fantastic, to be honest with you. 199-yard day, 4 touchdowns, just another really, really solid day from him. And what an acquisition for the Philadelphia Eagles. Jay Ajayi, man, the guy comes to them, 8 carries, 77 yards. He has a nice burst for 1 yard, that long 46-yard touchdown run. And you know what? LeGarrette Blount, he's going to be a guy around the goal line for them now. Really like how that solidifies their offense when I think about the additions of him. Alshon Jeffrey playing pretty well for them at wide receiver. A couple touchdowns for him today. So you got to like the effort that the Philadelphia Eagles are putting there on the field week in and week out. They are the best team in all of football right now. 8-1. They've won 7 straight, if I'm not mistaken. That's a good football team. Welcome back, everybody. Andy Dorf, NFL Rewind. This is Sports Overnight America. Thoughts and opinions? I like to hear from you. 1-800-878-7529. Those are my digits. Get at me on Twitter. It is Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out my website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. But I do want to get into the games a little bit. And I know I got a couple of callers. I know I got Big Paper. I got Christian. Hang tight for a moment. Just want to kind of set the table on a few things that I think you guys may be interested in. So we'll start with, and I know that Christian's a Texans guy, so he'll probably want to talk a little bit about that game where, you know what, Savage is not the same guy as Deshaun Watson. And I know my man Big Paper, he's a Cardinal fan. He'll probably want to talk a little bit about the Cardinals getting a victory against the worst football team in the NFL, the San Francisco 0-9ers. That was kind of clever when I think about it. They have 0 wins, and that last number is a 9. So they're the 0-9ers right now. They're not the 49ers. They're the 0-9ers right now, and they can't seem to buy a win right now at all. And they play hard. They really do. So with that being said, I'll tell you what, that kid, man, Beathard, he takes such a beating out there, man. The Cardinals were all over this cat all day long, blitzing a ton, maybe 20 blitzes or more, if not more, if I'm not mistaken, from the defense of the Arizona Cardinals. And why don't we shoot out to the phone, Scott? Let's shoot out, and we'll link up with Big Paper real quickly and talk to him, because I'm sure he wants to continue the discussion about the Arizona Cardinals and Adrian Peterson and those 37 carries, 159 yards. Decent day from Drew Stanton, obviously, as well. Looked like he had pretty good command of that offense for most of the game. But let me welcome you in, Big Paper, Dorfman, obviously NFL Rewind here on Sports Overnight America. What's on your mind tonight, man?
What's going on, and how you doing tonight, brother?
Can't complain, man. I'm talking sports, doing my thing, you know, man, and I'm talking Cardinals. I know you're a Bird Gang guy yourself.
Yeah.
Are you happy or what, man?
Oh, I'm happy. I want to first go, you know, send much prayers out to those that are struggling tonight and going through things, you know, all things that happen around the world. But, like I said, I'm going to touch bases. I mean, you know, the NFL is what it is. I like to see how things play out. So, for me, it's more of seeing how things get to the end, because at the end, it's going to come down to heart. You know, if teams are doing well and they be running high, they always fall short. you know, we did that too, you know, a few years ago. We was on that run. Now I know being quarterback, you heard things. You know, anything can happen at the end. So you got to take game by game. I like teams who are fighting right now. The teams that are fighting is the ones you got to look at, you know. Sometimes those are the teams that win the Super Bowl, like Giants, when they was fighting at the time and coming in at the last seed of the playoffs. You know, those are the teams you got to watch for, because they're building something more with chemistry and fight, you know what I'm saying, to go into the playoffs. These teams running that high is going to catch them when they have to go through a struggle.
Yeah, no, and I think that's a good point. I mean, obviously the Arizona Cardinals right now find themselves – at 4-4, and I think, you know, with everything being said and everything out there, I think they're probably pretty happy with where they're at right now. But with that being said, they've got two teams ahead of them. The Rams don't look like they're slowing down at all. They look like they're building steam, Paper. In Seattle, they had a little bit of a setback. So could they catch Seattle? Absolutely. But the Rams, they look legit, man. They seem for real, man.
The Rams got division games covered up. They got to deal with us, and they got to deal with Seattle. I don't care. All that record's going to go out the window when it comes down to that fight at the end. If we win next week, they'll be at second place. Because Seattle, like I say, they're just like us. They're back and forth. But the thing is, I heard one stat today that's very good in our favor. They're the most penalized team. So that's going to be one good stat in our favor. And plus, running the ball against them, and they got a lot of defensive players hurt. So I look at it, it's, you know, we struggling, but at the same time as we fighting. We fighting for a new identity because of the old identity that got stopped because David Johnson got hurt. But we still got the same identity of wanting to run the ball. So at the end, like I said, I just want things to play itself out because there's a lot of problems, you know.
Yeah, no, and by the way, you know, the defense finally stepped up. You know, you saw Honey Badger making a play and then Patrick Peterson scooping it up and taking it, you know, inside of the 10, and, you know, they capitalized on that one there. So, look, man, if the defense can step up and make some plays for the Arizona Cardinals, give Drew Stanton a little bit of confidence and comfortable, you know, a little bit more comfort, a little more time for him to operate on that offense – you never know, man, and he's a capable backup. I mean, look, the first game he played, he wasn't expecting to get in there. You know, Carson gets that broken arm, and then you throw Drew Stanton in there, and I think everybody's thrown off a little bit. So at the end of the day, you know, Drew Stanton's done it before as a backup. It's about that defense starting to make some plays, and finally they did make a play. So, you know what? Hopefully good things for the Arizona Cardinals, man.
That was a good practice game for us. That was what we needed to go into this short week against Seattle, because basically this week they're just going to be needing to concentrate on, you know, getting things, assignments are done, and getting that fire up, intensity up, to take on Seattle, because, like I say, Seattle is just as weak as us, but I think we do have more advantages in certain areas that they ain't, and that's going to be with the defense, you know.
Yeah.
As far as you say, the quarterback, you know, Russell, contain him. That's the main thing, contain him.
Yeah, you got to contain him. And then, you know, obviously a good news for you and the Bird Gang people is that'll be a home game. It's a Thursday night in Phoenix, Arizona, University of Phoenix Stadium. Guaranteed you're going to be pumped up. Are you going to be tailgating? You going to be at that game, man?
I wish, but I want to be in front of a good big TV so I can see everything.
I feel you, man. Well, hey, Paper, appreciate the call, man. I'm up against the break, so appreciate it, man.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Eddie. I'll be hitting you in the morning.
All right, brother. I appreciate that, man. Love it, man. Big Paper, follow me all over the dial, all over the airwaves. Man, oh, man. Christian, I'll get to you on the other side, my friend. As you know, I love talking to you as well. Thoughts and opinions, people, 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. And you know what? Those Seattle Seahawks, man, they had a tough one themselves when I think about it. They played the Washington Redskins. I'm thinking basketball when I'm thinking about the Wizards. But they played the Redskins, man, and the Redskins held it down. They got a much-needed victory, and I think we got a clip about the Seattle Seahawks on the way out, too. So keep it close. NFL Rewind, Andy Dorf, and this is Sports Overnight America.
Ball is at the 8 on a first and goal now. And Wilson
Rowland against the grain, throws, caught, and into the end zone goes Luke Wilson for the touchdown. Well, fading and wide open. Doug Baldwin for the touchdown. He beats Troy Hill.
Oh, boy, what a move.
Third and 11. Line does its job. Going deep downfield, getting free. Lockett, touchdown. Seattle will go to 9-4-1. The Rams will go to 4-10.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation.
800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Tyreek Hill awaiting the punt of Shane Lechler. Hill backing up, fielding it at the 18-yard line. Dodges to the right to the 20-yard line. Going to the 25, turns the corner at the 30, up the right sideline to the 40, to the 50-yard line, back to the 40, down the right sideline to the 30, pointing at the 20, to the 10, to the 5, touchdown! Tyreek Hill skating all the way down the right sideline. 82 yards for the score, and the Chiefs take a 38-20 lead.
This is Sports Overnight America.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Andy Dorf, NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America. Thoughts and opinions, 1-800-878-7529. Those are my digits. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out my website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Tyreek Hill, by the way, one of my favorite players in all of the NFL, man. That guy's got a motor. He can get out and down that field like nobody else. And he's also got a pretty darn good tight end that he plays with there in Kelsey in Kansas City. So a lot of good targets for Alex Smith, but a tough day when you think about what happened to him and his team against the Dallas Cowboys today. 28-17 was the final there. Cowboys just pretty steady throughout, really, to be honest with you, man. Ezekiel Elliott, even after being in and out of the lineup, in and out of freedom or however you want to put it at this point, 27 carries, 93 yards, one touchdown. I'll tell you what, though. They've got themselves a pretty solid, sneaky, crafty wide receiver. That little guy that they got, Cole Beasley, man. He can get up and down, too, by the way. Four touches for him, or four receptions, I should say. A couple of touchdowns for him. Only 24 yards, but the big recipient today was that guy, Terrence Williams, man. 141 yards. Dez Bryant, six catches, 73 yards. And the Dallas Cowboys, in all honesty, they kind of seem like they might have figured things out a little bit. And Dak Prescott, to me, better than he was last season. Hate to say it, but that offensive line, not as good. He's had to be a little bit better, to be honest with you. But I will jump out to the phones. I know I got my man Christian that wants to talk some sports, obviously some NFL. So we'll jump out to him right now. And you can get at me as well, 1-800-878-7529. Like to hear some thoughts, like to hear some opinions about what you think happened in the NFL for your team or your fantasy team or whatever is on your mind about the NFL. Christian, what's going on, man? You got the Dorf, man. What's going on, brother?
You know, Andy, I feel a little bit down because the Texans, well, ever since Deshaun Watson got injured and now he's out for the season, I think the ship has pretty much sunk. Well, all but sunk.
Yeah, look. Look, bro, obviously it was going to be tough with him, you know, and he was electric. I think that's what you're obviously going to miss, his electricity that he can bring to that football field. He's a dynamic player. We all know that. Those seven games weren't a fluke, if you ask me. I've talked to you several times, man. You and I have talked about this several times. I'm a believer in Deshaun Watson. I think a lot of teams missed the boat on this guy. And you know what? Let's hope he gets healthy. Let's hope he gets back out on the field. And he's just as dynamic after that injury as he was before the injury, bro.
Even though you do believe that Deshaun Watson will get back healthy, what about the Texans? I mean, you saw how they messed up that game in the closing seconds against the Colts today. I mean, it was crazy, to be honest. I thought that they literally had the game in the bag for three quarters until that fourth quarter happened, and they pretty much crapped the proverbial bed. But still, I think that now they need to just regroup, rethink, just reset some things a bit, and maybe when they go to Los Angeles next week to take on the Rams, then they wouldn't have to be blown out the damn door.
Yeah, I mean, look, Tom Savage, we know he's not the answer, my man. You know, he goes 19 of 44, 219 yards after throwing the ball 44 times. That's not very good, first and foremost. But he only completed 19 of them. The 66.4 rating for him today. He did have one touchdown. We all know that. But obviously just not enough. And, you know, with a guy like DeAndre Hopkins, he finds the end zone for you. All you have to do is give that guy the ball. He's going to find some space and make plays. But the star of the day was T.Y. Hilton, my man. I'm sorry. I got to give it to him, dude. Obviously, the 175 yards. Yeah, man, 175 yards, two touchdowns. And, you know, say what we want about Brissett, man. He goes out there and he competes each and every week. And I think he's given us at least a decent sample size to say that somebody next year is going to give him a shot. And it may wind up being the Colts with the way that Andrew Luck is. You never know.
Yeah, but if Andrew Luck comes back healthier than ever next season, Brissett probably might find himself playing in the CFL instead of the NFL.
No, man, there'll be somebody that would pick him up from a different team. Believe me, he's a guy that is worthwhile, like at least giving him an opportunity and giving him a shot. At least me personally, that's what I think from the body of work that he's done this year. Look, dude, they're competitive. They're in almost every single game. They don't win every week, but they play hard. And you know what? I think that's going to be the case for your Houston Texans the rest of the way too. They're going to play as hard as they can, but they just don't have that dynamic player in Deshaun Watson that they needed to have, because when there aren't plays, he makes plays.
Yeah, that is true. And come to think of it, I know that you're probably more focused on the NFC West because that's where the Cardinals are, but they're, I mean, do you think that the AFC South is suffering a bit of a bad break because of the fact that you got the Titans and Jaguars leading while the supposedly two top teams in the Colts and the Texans are bringing up the rear?
It's weird, man. It's one of those weird years where some teams that we didn't expect to be pretty good are pretty good, like the Buffalo Bills. However, they obviously had a setback on Thursday night, as we all know. But the Titans, look, they got a decent defense, and they've got some guys that can make plays on offense. And the Jaguars' defense is absolutely ridiculous, man. I mean, that's much better than I think anybody would have thought. And the way that Bortles was playing, you know, in the preseason, everybody was like, look, they should be getting Colin Kaepernick. They should be getting Colin Kaepernick left and right. But ultimately, he's been pretty good during the regular season. So I think that's why the Jags are where they are. And I think the Titans are where they are just because, the division isn't that great. But with that being said, both these teams have only played three divisional games so far. So they are taking care of business against other teams. And you know what? The Titans win at home, and it seems like the Jags seem to win on the road a little bit better. So you can't really figure them out. But I'll tell you what, a team that wins on the road is a team that could be scary come the end of the year. And have Leonard Fournette healthy, they're going to be a team that could maybe win a game in the playoffs, to be honest with you, bro.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of, it's the halfway point of the season. What do you think is probably the most – I mean, what do you think is probably the most exciting thing that's been about this season so far as we head into the second half?
I'll tell you what, man, I think there's a few things. I think there's a few bright stars and a few shining things that are sparking out in my mind. I mean, the way that the Saints got out, being 0-2, coming on storm, mm-hmm. and just playing phenomenal for the past 6 weeks, getting that six-game win streak right now and being atop their division. I think a little bit of a rebound from the Carolina Panthers, to be honest with you, man. I think, you know, they haven't overwhelmed anybody, but they're right there. You know what I'm saying? If New Orleans slips mm-hmm. up, they're right there. I'm kind of surprised at how bad the Falcons have been, to be honest with you. I thought that division in general was going to be like anybody's. I thought Tampa Bay was going to be better. They've been a little bit of a disappointment. The Rams, man, I'm really surprised at how good the Rams are, bro. I think they're legit, too. I don't think it's a fluke by any means. That's another team that's relatively hot. They've won three straight. This Jared Goff guy seems to be like he's made the right progressions. Todd Gurley running the ball like we all saw him do in college. They've got good wide mm-hmm. receivers, we know. That defense is pretty good. The Minnesota Vikings have been a surprise so far, man. I mean, you know, obviously I thought that the Packers were going to be better, but that was obviously if Aaron Rodgers is at the helm. So that's a little bit of a surprise. And I think, you know, you've seen a little bit of a rebound from the Patriots and the Steelers. Both those teams are pretty good at the end of the day too. So the Eagles might be the biggest surprise, because I don't think anybody saw this coming, man. You know, 8-1 and Carson Wentz, the way that he's playing, there's a lot of good stuff, bro. I'm up against it, man. You give me a final take, man.
Hey, all I know is as long as teams like the Rams and Eagles don't screw things up, I think that they'll probably get into the playoffs. And as far as the Texans are concerned, I really hope that they don't do any more drastic decisions, because if they do, that's going to probably stunt the growth for their team.
Yeah, man, I agree with you, bro. You got to kind of hope that at this point, dude, they kind of tank it and they wind up getting another good draft pick, and then Deshaun Watson can run and roll and do his thing and be healthy next year. Hey, man, as always, you know I appreciate your call and your thoughts and your opinions, man.
Hey, thanks for having me on, and I will talk to you on social media at Dorf on Sports.
I appreciate it, brother. Have a good one, Christian. 1-800-878-7529. Those are my digits. Get at me. And in the next segment, I'm going to just kind of run through the games if I don't have any callers. So that's what's on my mind. I'm going to get through the games and kind of tell you what happened throughout the NFL. But it was one of those weeks, man. People were testy. People were hot. They got after it, man. It was one of those weeks where the nasty came out of everybody. So keep it close, everybody. It's the NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America, and I'm the Dorf Man getting you through. Keep it close.
Prescott is under center. Three tight ends. Four-man defensive line for Arizona. The snap, the spin, the fake handoff, the drop back of seven. He's flushed. He's chased. He runs on the numbers. He cocks his arm. He throws a long pass down the middle of the end zone. Leaping, two-handed, falling down catch. Touchdown, Bryce Butler. Touchdown. How did he grab it? Leaping high, bringing it down. As Prescott was running for his life. 37-yard touchdown throw.
This is Sports Overnight America.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists. Thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Anchor.fm is a great new platform that has some of the coolest audio on the planet. You'll find Rick Tittle's Comedy Spotlight and his interviews with all of today's biggest comedians, plus the best in politics, music, and more. Anchor has it all. And if you want to get in on the action, you can start your own station and be the DJ you've always dreamed of. If you're looking to launch a podcast, Anchor is the easiest way to begin. And with so many ways to interact with your listeners, you'll be destined for greatness. So check out the Comedy Spotlight and more at Anchor.fm.
Each new Sunday meant a brand new challenge, rich with new opportunities. A time for achievement, a time for purpose, a time for glory.
First and goal at the 5. Second trip to the red zone tonight for the Steelers. Bell to the left of Roethlisberger in the shotgun. Leaning in, gets the shotgun snap. Gives it to Le'Veon Bell. Little stutter step, then plows forward right up the middle and into the end zone for the touchdown. Le'Veon Bell came to a complete stop and then barreled into the end zone for six. The Steelers take a 9-6 lead.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
All righty, people. Welcome back. Andy Dorf, NFL Rewind, 1-800-878-7529 on Sports Overnight America. You can get at me on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out my website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Man, oh, man. Steeler Nation. That's all I can say, bro. That team is going to be ready for the playoffs. I know they're going to be ready for the playoffs. And they were my Super Bowl pick. So I'm letting you know right now, in sometime here in November, about the 5th or whatever it is, I think that the Steelers are going to the Super Bowl, and I thought that from the get, to be honest with you. So I want to get through some of the games. They were pretty interesting. A lot of fights. A lot of tempers were flaring when you think about some of the action that happened with the 49ers and the Arizona Cardinals. Three guys ejected in that game. In that Jaguar game today, there were a couple guys ejected as well. So tempers flaring. Bengals, Jaguars, by the way, that was the game there. Whereas another, some more ejections that were happening. But Ravens and Titans, let's just go through this real quickly. Joe Flacco throwing the ball 52 times. I don't think you want that if you're the Ravens. I don't think any team wants their quarterback throwing the ball 52 times. With that being said, they made it a football game. Titans were ahead early in this one. They were up about 16-6 at half, if I'm not mistaken, and then the late charge from the Ravens to lose 23-20. Titans win. They're now 5-3. Ravens are 4-5. I think the Titans are in a good position, I'll be honest with you. When you look at the playoffs, and we'll look at that probably in a little bit, but I think they're in a pretty good position for themselves. They got a great opportunity to make the playoffs. Another team that's got a great opportunity to make the playoffs, Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints. Man, oh, man, they just lit it up. Seriously lit it up against the Buccaneers, who, like I said before, I think they're a big disappointment, man. I'm really disappointed in what I'm seeing from them. And I thought that Jameis Winston was a better leader than what he's shown. You know, maybe it is the hard knocks curse for them. I don't know. But, you know, Ryan Fitzpatrick gets in games way too often. You know, so that's what happened once again for them. Tampa Bay Buccaneers are just getting blown out so badly that you got to take this guy out of the game. I'm sorry, but Ryan Fitzpatrick sees action and he throws a touchdown, to be honest with you, the only touchdown for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Drew Brees, a couple touchdowns for him, 263 yards on 22 of 27. See, now that's way more efficient. That means that you've got balance in your offense. They do. Mark Ingram, 16 carries, 77 yards. Karma, this kid gets in there. 10 carries for 68 yards. He gets a touchdown. So they've got the right type of balance that you need. You know, he spreads it around on offense. Teddy Ginn Jr. gets him a touchdown. Karma gets him a touchdown in the passing game too. So you can see how that guy's so valuable for the New Orleans Saints, who I think, again, that's a team to be reckoned with, man. That's a pretty darn good football team. When I come to think about football this season, I think they're legit. I really do. I think that's a good football team. Rams, they're another legit team, if you ask me. They go to New York. They take care of the Giants, who, by the way, they're decimated with injuries. I know that. So I'm not expecting much out of the Giants the rest of the way. But I am expecting things out of Jared Goff and the Rams. I think that's a pretty darn good football team. I really do. You know, Goff has made those progressions that he's supposed to make in his second year. He's become one of those guys that you really can start to depend on. Doesn't make any mistakes, really. Doesn't throw interceptions. Another day where he throws for 311 yards, four touchdowns, no interceptions. Todd Gurley running the football the way that he does, 59 yards, two touchdowns. Very efficient, man. And again, he's got a really solid receiving core there. Sammy Watkins, he had the one great play, 67-yard touchdown. He only had that one reception, but sometimes that's all you need. Robert Woods was the guy with the four receptions for 70 yards, two touchdowns. And when I say touches, I'm meaning that's how many times he actually caught the ball. But again, just a lot of weapons for Jared Goff, to be honest with you. And I think the best move they made, seriously, no joke, getting rid of Jeff Fisher. That was absolutely the best move they made. You got to change your culture, right? And when you have a guy that mediocrity seems to be just fine with over and over and over, you got to change that path. You got to change that thought. So the need, the desire to get rid of Jeff Fisher for the LA Rams was absolutely huge. They needed to do that, and they're playing much better. For some reason, they're playing much better. Eagles, another team, playing really great football. 51-23 over the Broncos, who, after that hot start, they've stunk. Let's face it, man. They've gone to Brock Osweiler. That's how bad it is, okay? So at the end of the day, the Denver Broncos are in big trouble. They're going the wrong way. They're going the absolute wrong way. The team going the right way? Philadelphia Eagles, man. Carson Wentz. That dude is really good. I'm sorry, but if you don't know about Carson Wentz, you ought to know about this guy. 15-27. Doesn't need to throw that ball that much either, to be honest with you. 199 yards. Doesn't sound that impressive. Here's the impressive number. 4 touchdowns, no interceptions. All he does is throw touchdowns. Seriously. Jay Ajayi, man. I love it. I love it. I love, love, love it. Now they got themselves a guy who's a threat that can run the ball outside of LeGarrette Blount. Clement looked pretty good too, by the way, man. They're loaded. I'm sorry, but the Philadelphia Eagles are loaded. That's the team I really, really like. Alshon Jeffrey, just a nice, simple day. 6 catches, 84 yards, couple touchdowns. Trey Burton, he fills in pretty nicely when Zach Ertz isn't playing because of a hamstring. You can go to a guy like Trey Burton. Are you kidding me? 2 receptions, 41 yards. He also has a touchdown. They used him around the red zone, if I'm not mistaken, because I was watching a little bit of that football game. But I love the Eagles, man. I really like the Eagles. If they don't get hurt, the Eagles have a great shot, really good shot to go deep. Panthers, man. This is another team that I'm pretty high on. And I wouldn't have said that a couple few weeks ago when Cam Newton is, you know, making reporters all upset and whatnot, just being a clown. And I hate to say it, but so much easier to talk to the reporters when you're winning. I mean, it's so obvious, okay? We all get it, but you got to be a man. When I think about it, Cam, you got to be a man all the time. Don't be a clown when you're losing and don't want to talk and disrespect reporters asking you questions. And when you're winning, you know, it's all smiles, dude. Like, don't be that guy. I'm sorry, dude. That's so phony. That's so fake. Be that guy all the time. Be that guy when you lose. Be that guy when you win. Don't be a different guy when you lose. We know nobody likes to lose, okay? I get it. Nobody likes to lose. But you know what? It's part of the game. So lose, win, talk to the media in the same way. I'm sorry, but that's how I feel. But with that being said, Panthers do get it done. Not that impressive of a day for Cam Newton, by the way. 13-24, 137 yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions, though, either. He's been running the ball a lot more. That's what I've noticed this year, which probably means that he doesn't trust his running backs, and he probably should. Christian McCaffrey's pretty decent, if you ask me. You got to give him an opportunity to run the ball, and they're starting to do that a little bit more. 15 carries for this kid, 66 yards. 1 touchdown. Cam Newton, though, like I said, he's running the ball a lot more. 9 carries for him, 86 yards, 1 touchdown. So something to be a little cautious about because we've seen how bad quarterbacks are getting hit. Cam Newton was complaining about getting hit a little bit, right? So he's got to be a little careful. I don't want to spend too much time on this game. Jaguars get the win over the Bengals, who are awful. Andy Dalton, I don't know what's up with him. I don't know what's up with the offense. I don't know what's up with the Bengals in general. But I do know that the Jaguars have a really good defense. And if Blake Bortles continues to play the way that he's playing, they're a team that is going to be pretty good. I'm sorry. They're going to be around, and they do have a chance. If they can win their division, if they host a game, they do have a good chance to win a game in the playoffs. Colts, when they went over the Titans, and the Texans. And I'll tell you what, this just boils down to no Deshaun Watson. At the end of the day, the Texans right now, they're going to go as far as Deshaun Watson can take them. And he's not taking them anywhere because he's not playing. He's got an ACL tear. So he's out. And Savage is not the same guy. So it's going to be a long season the rest of the way. I mean, I hate to say it, but that's the truth. That's what's up. The Colts, on the other hand, it's going to be another long season for you too. Brissett, you've done pretty well. I'm impressed with this kid, and I do think he's worth taking a look at if you're another team, if maybe if you're the Colts. I don't know if Andrew Luck's coming back. Who knows what's up with that? The guy hasn't thrown a football in forever. So ultimately, man, you got to be a little bit worried about him. Cardinals go on the road. They beat the 49ers. It wasn't pretty. By any means, it was not pretty. But at the end of the day, a win is a win. They're 2-3 on the road. So they've played five games on the road. They do have a game Thursday in a short week against the Seattle Seahawks, who are coming off a loss, by the way, as well. So, and the Cardinals aren't. They're coming off a win. But what my point is both these teams are going to be hungry for a win on Thursday night, short week. Advantage to the home team, to be honest with you, in that Seahawks played at home, but they do have to travel on the road to play, obviously, against the Cardinals in a short weekend on Thursday. But Cardinals get a much needed win. Adrian Peterson never carried the ball this much in his life. 37 carries, 159 yards. And I mean that seriously, has never carried the ball that many times. And I'll tell you what, I give this quarterback for the 49ers all the credit in the world with how many times I saw that dude's knocked down on the ground over and over and over being hit by these Cardinals players. They blitzed a ton, by the way. They just went after him. So, Beanhart, I give this guy total credit for CJ, man. I don't know how you kept taking that pounding. I really don't. I don't know how you didn't break a bone, have something happen to you. I bet he's in the ice bucket still, to be honest with you, with the pounding he took. Redskins, they got a much needed win too, man. They go to the Seahawks where it's a very difficult place to play. The only score in the first quarter of that game, by the way, was a safety from the Seahawks. So it kind of lets you know what kind of a game that was, to be honest with you. 17-14 was the final there. Redskins, like I said, much needed win. Keeps them in the mix for a playoff berth. A little bit outside looking in, obviously, on that division. Going to need the Philadelphia Eagles to really slip up, or the Cowboys, who are ahead of them, which, by the way, they got a victory over the Chiefs today, 28-17. Ezekiel Elliott back in the lineup, 27 carries, 93 yards, one touchdown. And the defense from the 49ers, I'm sorry, the 49ers, yeah, right, the Cowboys, they stood up a little bit today, so that was a good sign for them. Obviously, Alex Smith and the Chiefs, 6-3 now, 3-2 away from home. You know what? They're going to be in the mix, but I think they've taken a couple steps back, and they've taken a couple steps back very much so since they played that game week one against the New England Patriots, where they looked absolutely fantastic. Raiders win the Sunday night game. That was a really fun game to watch, to be honest with you. Dolphins made a late push. They go down 24-27. They don't get that onside kick at the end of the game there, so the Raiders were able to just kill the clock. But tell you what, Jay Cutler, he gave it everything he had. 34-42 tonight, so I can't really complain much about his effort, to be honest with you, man. He went out there and he did everything he could to give his team an opportunity to have a chance to win that football game. Like I said, 34-42, 311 yards, three touchdowns, no interceptions. Derek Carr, another 300-yard game, one touchdown. He did throw an interception, too. Story of the day might have been Marshawn Lynch, though. 57 yards, couple touchdowns, 14 carries, but really helped them run the ball and be efficient and give them that balance that is so important in the NFL, man. But just a rough week, really, really rough week. You know, middle of the season, teams are banged up, and if they're not banged up yet, they're really going to be banged up. I know I got to take a quick pause for the cause. I'll be back to wrap up this hour. It is Andy Dorf. You're hanging out, NFL Rewind here on Sports Overnight America. I'll be right back.
Third down and 5. Three receivers right, single wide left. Waist high shotgun snap comes into Cousins. Throws Thompson out of the backfield with a catch to the 15. Down the left sideline to the 10. Inside the 5. Touchdown. Chris Thompson, one of the best third down backs in the National Football League. Cousins a strike to cap the scoring drive. Davis shoots the ball like a basketball through the goalposts, and Washington takes the 13-0 lead.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Nobody wants wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
All righty, everybody. Andy Dorf coming back at you. NFL Rewind here on Sports Overnight America. Man, oh, man, it goes quick. It really does. Man, I got to preview this Lions-Packers Monday night game real quickly and then give you some final thoughts of what I think about what happened in Week 8 of the NFL. Woo! Great game Monday night when you think about Green Bay Packers and the Detroit Lions. Will Brett Hundley go out there and have a good week and a good showing for the Green Bay Packers? Who knows? Matthew Stafford has to get his team back in the mix. Green Bay Packers need a win to stay close to the Minnesota Vikings. Going to be a dogfight. Really going to be a dogfight. What did I learn from Week 8? I learned that, wow, we're going to have ourselves a wild, wacky last half of the season. There's so many teams that are close. There's so many teams that are close to being out of it. It's going to be exciting, man. It's going to be a lot of fun. I look forward to talking to you from here on out for the rest of the season, breaking it down each and every week, what happens. So keep it close. I'll be back next week, Sunday, to wrap up the NFL right here on the NFL Rewind. I'm Andy Dorf, and you're hanging out on Sports Overnight America.